You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Reads, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
And says, I know I'm hungry. In other words, this is me paraphrasing. I know I'm hungry. But he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but what? Every word that God have already spoken. That's how we're going to live this life. Not by our own endurance, but by the word of God. Everybody say the word of God. The problem with the Christians today is that we're dumbing it down. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Today, Christians are spend less and less time in the Word of God. What do I mean by that? We hear it on TV, we hear it on radio, we play it all of the time, but we don't take time to get in that Bible and read it for ourselves and hide it in our own hearts. Because the psalmist said, thy word have I what? Hid down in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So when what the psalmist was saying is that if I take the word and hide it in my heart, it'll build up a standard against me that when I am tempted by the devil or whatever, something in me will stand up, which is the word of God. And the Holy Spirit activates the word of God and causes us. Somebody say causes. Causes us to build up a resistance you can withstand. Here's the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 6:10 and following, it says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil days. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Having your loins girded about with truth. Put on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and the sword of the Spirit, and which is the word of God. So we got to deal with this thing, the word of God. So number one, we talked about suffering, and in suffering, we have to prepare ourselves through the word of God to deal with suffering from others as well as from the enemy, which is the devil. Somebody said the devil, say it with me, tell the person next to you, said the devil is real. Now, what is the best thing? What is the best tactic you must have dealing with your enemy? Number one, in order to deal with your enemy, you got to know your enemy. There are weapons of mass destruction, and we have already spotted them. But when we got there, we couldn't find them. Oh, they moved them somewhere else. Y'all didn't get that. So in order to know your enemy, you got to know what he got. You gotta have surveillance. You gotta know his potential. There are weapons of mass destruction. We know where they are. So we're gonna go and blow up everything and get them. The devil has some weapons of mass destruction, and they are there. I want you to know they're there, they're real. They're real, and you're supposed to know where they are. You're supposed to be able to identify the weapons of the enemy. See, if you don't know the devil and know his tactics, then what? You can't build up a resistance or put up a defense against him. People are expecting God to do everything. Here's the famous quote. Satan, I rebuke you. Satan, I bind you. I know what I'm going to say. If you bind him, how come he got loose? You didn't tie him up tight enough. Why would you tie up somebody, bind them up, and then you don't tie them up tight enough so they can, so that they won't affect your, you know, deal with. You tie them up and you let them get loose, he right back on your trail again, messing with you. So then, here's what the scripture says. The scripture says, submit yourself therefore to God and resist the enemy and he'll flee. That's what he says, right? He didn't say binding him. He didn't say do all that other stuff. Because what? When you get through binding him, the only person who will be able to bind the devil is going to be Jesus Christ in the end time, though in the millennium years, for 1,000 years, he's going to be bound. And then he's going to be loosed again. And he's going to go right back doing the same thing that he was doing. And he's going to deceive the nations all over again. Which will us end the battle of Armageddon. Oh, that's another message. So let me get to what do people see when they look at me? Number one, people want to see, when you say that you are a Christian, people want to see a difference. Write down, people want to see it. What do they want to see? They want to see a difference. They want to see a difference. They not only do they want to see a difference, they expect you to be different. Because you, throughout Christian history, have told the world and the ungodly people that to be a Christian is to be A, B, C, and D. And you drill it into people. So when they see you not on A, B, C, D, but you in E, F, and G, then they have a problem with you being a Christian. You didn't tell them that I am, A, B, C, and D is what I'm supposed to be. But there are going to be some times when I'm going to have a struggle with the flesh. You didn't tell them that. You told them that you was perfect. You told them that you was that everything was going to be all right, that Jesus was going to take care of me. And yeah, you haven't gotten there yet. The devil is not bound yet. Yo, you got a fight on your hand right now. But greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. If you submit yourself to God and resist the devil, hide the word of God down in your heart. There are some things that you can do when the enemy come in like a flood. It says the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. So, number one, they want to know, they want to see a difference in your life. Number two, when people look at your life, not only do they want to see a difference, they want to be able, after a while, to what? To imitate you. They want to be like you. They want to be convinced. They want to be convinced. If you are what you say you are, not only do they want to be convinced, but they want to see a resemblance of Christ in you. They want to see a resemblance. They want to look at you and say, well, I believe anybody saved, that one is. So the stuff that you go through sometimes is the thing that convinces others of the power of God in your life. I tell believers, especially believers that have gone through divorces or some type of real tragic sickness, that when God deliver you from that thing, there's always a testimony behind it. Watch me now, watch me. It's hurtful while you're going through it. Devastating while you're going through it. Oh, but after a while, God will bring some deliverance in your life. After a while, you'll get some victory. After a while, you'll grow up. After a while, you'll get some forgiveness. After a while, wait a minute. Let me back up now. Yeah. You got all that hurt, all that anger, all that resentment, you know, all that cussing in your mind. Wait a minute, y'all. I'm going to come down here. I got to come down here. You're down to where the people are. Because what God allows to happen in your life as a believer is not in vain. It's to be used to build up somebody else later on. everything of suffering, every type of suffering that you go through is to help somebody else along the way. Because one day God's going to heal you. Whew. Oh, no. One day you're going to get healed. Healing is a process. You don't get a cut and it's already healed up tomorrow. There's something wrong with you if you do. You're unusual. You're not from this earth. If you get cut and healed up the same day, there's something wrong with you. We ought to take and have you checked out because you ain't normal. Because if you go through something, there's a process to your healing, there's a process to your deliverance, and God is the only one that can take you through the process. And when you get through, you're healed. And sometimes you look back and you can't even see the scar. Anybody in here? I know there's some divorced people been in here that have been here that you've been healed and married again, and this is the best thing ever happened to you in your life. You can go back and tell other folks, yes, I made a mistake, but God delivered me and God healed me. And this life, just because God. I don't want you to take your tragedy and your suffering and just use it as an excuse to stay in the same old pitiful mess that you're in. No, you're in a pity state right now. That's all right. We're going to pat you on your back. You pitiful right now. When people are sick and they're hurting, somebody needs some reassurance that everything's going to be all right. We're going to help you through the process. But after a while, you're going to have to get up. You know, if you're sick and you just lay down, you stay sick. But you got to get up from there. You got to get you some strength. And the Holy Spirit is the one that will give you some strength. You in your pitiful state right now and you feeling bad about it and you think everybody, don't nobody care. Everybody's down on me. Honey, get you some strength. You say that's easier said than done. Well, honey, let me just tell you, it all might be easier said than done, but you got to work your way through this thing. Because after a while, you're going to be delivered and you're going to be able to help somebody else. You're going to be able to tell them, I made it. You can make it. You'll be able to tell them, don't make the same mistake that I made. I see you headed down the road. I see you headed for destruction. How many of y'all recognize? Oh, I don't want no hand. Don't raise your hand. I don't want nobody to reveal your business. But somewhere in your marriage, don't talk to married folks now that have been divorced. But somewhere in your marriage, you recognize that you were headed in the wrong direction. You recognize that this thing was not working. Joey was not the person you fell in love with. You thought you were in love with Joey? You were in love, but Joey wasn't in love. Joey was in lust, but you were in love. Joey had issues, and you did too. Your issues was in the suitcase zipped up, but Joey was out of the suitcase. And God tried to show you before you and Joey got all hooked up together. But your problem, the kind of say your problem. Your problem was you and Joey got in the bed too quick. And when you get into bed real quick with Joey, then you got issues because you can't cut loose, but Joey can. Uh-oh. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm trying to help somebody today. Y'all don't like me, but it's okay. It's okay. It's my time. It's okay. But it's true. And if you think back, it's true. You got to deal with the issues now. And sometimes, and let me help you now, I don't advocate divorce, but sometimes you and Joey just can't get along. Well, it just won't work. But God will take that same circumstance that is tragic in your life and turn it around and give you power to help somebody else. Well, so that they don't make the same mistakes that you made. Why do you want somebody else to make the same mistakes you made? You ought not want nobody to make the same mistake you made. You've been beat up, beat down, and you look at somebody else and they're headed in the same direction. You have to call them to the side and say, look, let me tell you something. That's not going to work. You need to do A, B, C, and D. No, E, F, and G. See, that's trouble. Everybody got it? So suffering. Suffering is one of the unique things that God uses to get us to where he wants us to be. so that we can also be the testimony that he can use to call somebody else to grow up in the kingdom. You